Chapter 8. A Wedding. Perseus took Andromeda back to her kingdom. Cepheus and Cassiopeia were amazed and glad to see their daughter alive, and the kingdom was filled with songs and dances. Cepheus said, "Hero Perseus, stay here and be my son-in-law. I will give you half of my kingdom." "I will be your son-in-law," said Perseus, "but I will have none of your kingdom, for I miss my home, and my mother is waiting for me." Then Cepheus said, "You must not take my daughter away at once. Stay with us here a year, and after that, you may return to your home with honor." Perseus agreed. This, however, was not to the wishes of Cepheus's brother Phineas. He wanted Andromeda to marry his son so that he could take the kingdom for his family. Phineas came to the hall of the palace with his son and many armed men. He cried to Cepheus, "You shall not give your daughter in marriage to this stranger. Was not Andromeda promised to my son? And now she is safe again. It is my son's right to claim her." But Perseus laughed and answered, "If your son wants a bride, let him save a maiden for himself." Then he unveiled the Gorgon's head and said, "Let this be your bride." As he spoke, Phineas and all his men stopped short and turned into stone. And so, finally, Perseus and Andromeda held a great wedding celebration. It lasted 7 whole days, and there were none so happy as Perseus and his bride.